Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw.
Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Bigs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're all over it. We've been talking about it this morning, obviously, and I think everyone in town felt a certain amount of euphoria, but we did list all the things that had to happen for the Bears to win that game, and there were some things more unlikely than others. Would you agree that the relying on an onside kick, never a good idea? It worked.
No, yeah, you're super low percentages there. Cairo Santos, 3 for 20 on onside kicks in his career now, and that's
wow.
That's well above league average, you know, with small sample size, obviously. But it's a play the league, kind of wonders about, because with the rules as they are now, it's really difficult to get them. Like the percentages would be a tick higher previously because you could do the SOS, the surprise onside. Well, there's no surprise now. You have to declare beforehand, and he got a perfect kick and then benefited from what really looked like Romeo Doubs hesitating, freezing in the moment. Do I go now? Do I wait for the ball to come to me? And ended up being a perfect play for the Bears.
And it was only made necessary or possible by the fact that Jahdae Walker had just caught a touchdown pass under some very unusual circumstances, Brad, that he was even there, that he was in the game, that he was on the field, and then that they trusted him under those circumstances. That was as remarkable of a play as any. And just in terms of the trust they placed in him, does it go back to preseason, or is he just one of these great practice players that continues to show up?
Well, yeah, I mean, they trusted him to be out there in the moment. Look, he didn't he wasn't covered on the play, so it's not like he did anything special. But he, yeah, he had a hell of a preseason, and he's one of the exceptions to the preseason darling that then even makes the team, right? Most of the time, those guys don't make the team, but the Bears felt strongly about him. They felt back in August that if they exposed him to waivers with the intention of bringing him back to the practice squad, that there was going to be too much risk in losing him to another team's 53-man roster. So they kept him, and you're looking at it and you're saying, well, boy, they got a lot of wide receivers. They got a lot of young wide receivers ahead of him, right? And this is going to be a tough spot for him to hold, meaning later in the season when they are short at different positions because of injuries, are they still going to have the luxury of carrying the sixth wide receiver that's not doing a whole lot? Well, they've stuck by him. They've kept him. And based on injuries at the position, they've needed him. And he had a real nice catch over the middle, put to go for about 15 yards earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. Will be interesting to see if maybe he's carved out a little space for himself, taking some time from Zacchaeus. I mean, let's not be foolish here. When the top guys get back, I think the playing time is going to be impossible to get, but it's a great story for him.
And a guarantee that next preseason, whoever is the unknown guy that steps forward is going to be, hey, look, he can be this year's Jahdae Walker.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you know what, though? Like, I've mentioned it kind of in a different way previously, but it all goes back to the same point. Like, Ben Johnson doesn't care where you came from or how much your paycheck is. And that's reflected in, remember, we've had the conversation about Ruben Hippolyte, the rookie fourth-round pick at linebacker. And I said, well, it's kind of refreshing that he's not on the game day roster from the standpoint that the coaches have said, well, he's not the best guy here for this moment. That doesn't mean he won't be moving forward. Maybe he's not the healthiest guy, but they've got different guys out there. Like, he, second-round pick, undrafted, does not matter to this coaching staff.
I think you got to remember, too, they cut Scott to keep him in the preseason. So that's pretty impressive that you cut a guy you drafted. It just underlines your point that it doesn't matter where a guy comes from if they believe he can play. And obviously, we talked to TJ Edwards earlier. He said that he was giving him a hard time when he was on scout team in practice, and he felt like he was going to have a good game.
Right. And those guys, that's a great way for those guys to show out. And you don't see it, right, on Sundays. You don't hear about it a ton, but when there's a scout team player that can challenge your starters, like that stands out to the coaches. That stands out to the front office. I mean, that's one of the reasons they extended Tyson Bagent well before they had to, right? Because they've seen the work that he's put in, and you need that. You need that in practice for your starters to get better. They've got to be challenged.
So, Brad, when you look at this big picture and you see the playoff field developing, the Packers still have maybe the most likely chance of getting in. It looks like you could see the same two teams back at Soldier Field in a couple weeks, or some other things could happen. What's the best case scenario for the Bears in your mind? What's best for their schedule and seeding and opponents and all those things? Do you have an idea of what you think will happen, what you would think is best for them to happen?
Well, certainly being a step away from clinching the division, and then they would also clinch at least the number two seed is huge for them, right? Because we don't have a ton of history with this 14-team playoff system, we do have 5 years with it, and it's very difficult for the wild card team to advance. You don't have to necessarily have the bye as the number one seed. There's only one bye now, but to come from the wild card to advance far, having to be on the road is tough. The only wild card team in the current format to reach the Super Bowl was the Buccaneers with Tom Brady, and they won it. They crushed the Chiefs. That's the only team that's gone on the road three straight weeks and advanced to the Super Bowl. So I think getting that two seed's huge. Obviously, best case scenario, they somehow get the one. That's going to require a little bit of help. The Seahawks are a game ahead of them right now. Seattle has two road games coming up. Their home schedule's done. At Carolina, at San Francisco. This Carolina team is a little hard to figure out. They can be real competitive or really bad. They were obviously good in beating Tampa Bay yesterday. And then if San Francisco is able to beat the Bears this coming week, that would give the Bears problems with that one seed. But San Francisco's 10-4. I mean, looking at it right now, if the 49ers win tonight, guys, at Indianapolis, you'll be going into Week 17 with five NFC teams at 11 or more victories.
Brad, we should say that this segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. Want to get your take on the Packers and how they came out of that game. We know that there is now concussion protocol for their starting quarterback, Jordan Love, and we know that apparently on the final play of regulation, which they were really kind of, they didn't really go for anything, but the backup was sacked by Montez Sweat, who landed on him, and apparently Malik Willis now has a right shoulder injury. So both guys will be on the injured report moving forward. You know, we watched the game last night where the Bears clinched a playoff spot because of the final call of the game, which was a penalty that erased a seeming touchdown. And Detroit loses. They lose two in a row. They lost. I think it was the first time they've lost two in a row in a long time. Their only hopes are for them to win out and for the Packers to lose out. I'm just wondering how Green Bay picks up the pieces. You know, no one cares, but Ben Johnson said he likes beating them twice a year. If they come in here and the Bears are the two seed and they're the seventh seed, who's their quarterback?
Well, they'd be hopeful, obviously, that Jordan Love would be out of protocol and healthy well before that. And the challenge for Green Bay this week, it's a short week for them. They play on Saturday once again. They play the Ravens, who've got their own quarterback issues going on with Lamar Jackson being knocked out of that game in the loss to New England last night. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. If the Bears wind up as the two seed and they're very close to securing a minimum of the two seed, it certainly looks like the Packers would be the most likely wild card round opponent. And the Bears could have to be better, though. They're going to have to be lot better the next time around, because Green Bay for 55 minutes badly outplayed them. And the only thing that kept the Bears in that football game was the red zone defense. Like, I looked at it after the game, and the Packers ran 90 offensive plays for the ball game. Oof. 19 of them came in the red zone. And they were 0-for-5, obviously, in converting a touchdown in the red zone. And worse for them, it wasn't just the red zone, it was the low red zone. It was 10-yard line and in, and the Packers have got to be a hell of a lot better than that. Just one touchdown on one of those trips there, and the Bears can't pull that off at the end. Like, the math wouldn't work. The Bears are going to have to be a world better, though, because Green Bay was – the Packers were just driving up and down the field. Like, they didn't get stopped at all.
The run defense was woeful. The Bears,
yeah,
it was like
191 rushing yards.
Pre-bye week Bears
191
defense,
rushing yards.
Yeah. Right, and then they would just play action off that, and whoever was a quarterback was hitting them. Malik Willis. Malik Willis made himself some money Saturday night, guys. He's a free agent. Like, he came in and made himself some money. So the Packers have got to try to heal up. I was particularly impressed with how they responded from the brutal loss the week before at Denver with Parsons going out. Like, you didn't know what the psyche of that team was going to be, and for 55 minutes they were clearly the better team, but they couldn't finish, and the Bears made a huge play after huge play after huge play. The DJ Moore touchdown catch was great. How about the big catch he had before that helped set up the Walker touchdown? Great throw by Caleb. Great play by DJ. So it's been something to watch the Bears go on this roll and continue it, and they're in a great position right now. And with I believe I might have mentioned it at the end of last week, guys, huge rest advantage over the 49ers for this game.
Right,
no doubt. If the Packers are without Love and Willis moving forward, maybe they call Favre. Phil Rivers. Wow. Is still, chucking them. You never. Brett Favre wants it. Brad, this week you mentioned the short.
What's your guy Jeff George doing? I mean,
that's a good question, Brad. Dave. He's got the right. I bet you he could still wing it. I bet you he could still.
Dave only sees him like Christmas.
I got no question.
And their visits to Santa.
That guy could rip it.
How about Cuddy?
Cuddy, here you go.
All right, Brad, back to business ahead. So what will the Bears' schedule be like this week? And T.J. Edwards said something that was interesting and understandable. He's like, this is one of those weeks where maybe the 48-hour rule applies instead of 24-hour. Do you think Ben Johnson's going to tolerate that intense, Ben? Do you think he's going to give them a little grace period? Or how will this week's preparations affect Sunday night's outcome?
Well, they've just sort of shifted the day off for the players, guys, and it's going to be naturally Thursday this week instead of Tuesday. So they'll have film review today. Guys that need to be in the training room will clearly be in the training room. And then they're back at practice Tuesday. They will practice Wednesday. Players will be off on Thursday. I believe the coaches will be at Hallis Hall grinding beginning Thursday afternoon. Like, they get the morning off for Christmas. I mean, that's the intensity level that they've got going on right now. And then just a routine practice on Friday before departing Saturday for San Jose.
I like David's idea of Cutler playing with an ankle bracelet. But at any rate, I'm wondering, Brad, when you look at the way the Bears came out in that game, and in particular, DeMarco Jackson sort of lost his mind. He was diving on top. I mean, I don't understand what that was. That was so bizarre, and he looked like he was trying to take someone's head off. Then you immediately get a personal foul, and you look, they committed 10 penalties for 104 yards, which, 104 yards, 100 yards for a touchdown. It was just a crazy, they were shot out of a cannon. Do you have any idea who talked to him or who pumped him up? How did they come out in that sort of fervor?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I don't know. Like, it's people want to put so much into this Packers situation that perhaps that played a small part in it. But I do know this. We hammered the penalty topic earlier in the year, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they had, I think you go back to since the Baltimore game, which was like October 26th, I want to say, they'd been over like 43 yards in penalties in a game only one time before Saturday night. So that had been cleaned up. You're thinking that's an aberration. I mean, they had what? Two rough in the passer calls. They had a hit on Love outside of the pocket. They had the DeMarco play. I mean, that's four of them for 60 yards right there. You tidy that up, and you're back to playing disciplined football.
Good stuff, Brad.
Thank you, Big Z.
Great to see you Saturday night.
Yes. You guys have a great day. We'll
talk tomorrow.
Have fun tomorrow. Okay?
All right.
Yes,
looking forward
sir.
To it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got the best coach in the world. Let's put it that way. And we have the best coaching staff in the world. And so you put the talent with the coaches and the people that care, you can strive for anything, you can reach anything, you can go after any goal. And when you go out there in that football field, your belief is at an all-time high between players, between coaches, and you know, you have outcomes like this.
That was Caleb Williams after the game, after the Bears beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime on Saturday night. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And that is playoff quarterback Caleb Williams to you. Bears making the playoffs thanks to the Steelers taking down the Lions. So the Bears are in. No more in the hunt. No more is this a thing. No more me printing out a glossy piece of paper 6 weeks ago because I was excited to see the Bears on the piece of paper.
I mean,
they are the paper.
No, like, you're excited to see them just it, like off the in the hunt, just in the regular, like they could have
they
a playoff
were in
spot
the for real seeding.
Yeah, like they weren't at the top of their division; they were just on the paper. You were very excited.
They were the sixth seed at the time, and I was like, "What?" But now it's like, "Nah, this is real."
They can't even like
it's real.
They have a magic number of one to win the freaking division
to finally take the North
to fight. So funny you should say that. There's a real possibility if things go. Now I'm getting maybe ahead of myself, but they have 11 wins. Understand this. In the previous 3 years under Ryan Poles as the GM, they've had a combined 15 wins. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. I know he was 15 and 36. Yes.
So now all of a sudden, they could win 12 games, 13 games, 14 games, 15 games. They could do things.
Oh, I'm like, there's only two games left in the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to me, I have separated it like this.
Okay.
There's football that you play to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's football you play to win in the playoffs. What needs to happen first before the other I feel confident in? So the football you play to make the playoffs is doing enough to beat Green Bay. Football you play to win in the playoffs is you need to do more.
They're not there yet. I can comfortably say they're not quite there yet.
You can't give up 197 yards on the ground.
It's not ideal.
Was it 198? It was 198. You can't give up 198 yards on the ground.
It seems like a lot.
And expect to win in the playoffs in the NFC. But that's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is everything came together for them. And for the first time since 2020, we were talking about the Bears in the playoffs. And I don't even count 2020's playoffs, guys. Do you remember that was like expanded?
Wait, why do you not count it, though? It's expanded. It's still the same expansion.
No, do you know how I count it? Do you want to know the real way?
Yes, tell me.
Like a storyteller, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson ended up being some sort of symbol. So in 2020, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson got punched in the face twice by Bears while wearing helmets and during games.
Yeah.
And then he came back. And now he has closed the loop. He was in 2020, it was the game against his Saints at the time that the Bears ended up losing. And the Saints ended up taking a really well-designed play that Javon Wims completely whiffed on in the end zone, and it could have been a touchdown. And the Saints ended up using it, I think, in the next game in the playoffs to help them advance. So the Saints were able to use a Bears play at the time. The Bears lose in the playoffs, and CeeDee Gardner-Johnson both times has prevailed. But at least this time it is for his team. Well, it's for this team. He prevailed for his team both times.
No, it's definitely like one side of CJGJ, and then now we're to the other side of CJGJ. And that's crazy that those two things exist in the space. But I'll tell you something
else. Is he like Ron Artest with the Lakers? Only time will tell.
Well, I'll say, out about time in this case.
Maybe that's a little much, but you feel me on this.
No, I feel you on this. That dude, you can say a lot about him. Here's one thing you can't say. You can't say he's not a winner. Every time I look around, he's on a team that's winning football games. Every time I look around.
See there? 7:08, this is screaming Bears Packers 3 Saturday night wildcard round. I don't know that you're wrong. Like, that's what we've got to figure out. Ben Johnson is expected to speak today, by the way, so we'll bring you the latest from Hallis Hall. Dan Weiderer as well is going to join us later in the show. Dan is at 12:25, is that correct? Okay, Dan is at 12:25. Thank you, Ray. So then we'll get some updates on some guys, hopefully, but that's the case. And Marshall, credit to you, because you said it was going to take 11 wins, and I think Ben Johnson was on the same page, because look what happened.
That's exactly what it takes. Take a few more to do more than just, you know, make the playoffs and be, you know, a number one seed, possibly. That's still in the air. Thank you to the Seattle Seahawks for making that a possibility. But 6-3-0, I didn't even think about it in these terms. Ben Johnson, 3 wins away from tying Matt Eberflus, his whole win total as Bears head coach. It's a low bar. I get it. But I'm just telling you, in one season, he could possibly tie or surpass. And I was like, wait, 3? I thought he needed 4. Oh, wait, he didn't get that last one, did he? Oh, no.
Thomas Brown.
Oh, yeah, that was Thomas Brown.
Let's listen to Jahdae Walker, by the way, because we brought him up in our previous segment just about, did he take a page out of the book of Udonis Haslam?
Perhaps.
Get ready to stay ready. Let's listen.
What's it mean to have been, obviously, in the locker room all year long, and then finally you get your number called and you make the biggest play of the game.
Well, Declan,
one of them.
Declan, L, Robbie, everybody, they always tell me, like, be ready. You one play away from 50 snaps, so I just try to be ready and control what I control, for real.
You know what this says to me? It's kind of like what we just heard from Caleb Williams. There's just a different confidence, and there's a different, I think, trust in this team when it comes to believing the coaching staff when they tell them things. Like, this is a group of professionals, and there are times where a coach will tell you something or a supervisor will tell you something, and you follow it because those are the directions, but you know it might not work.
Well, yeah.
This is not that. This is the opposite of it.
You have to believe in processes, right? And the buy-in has to be at a certain level for not just Caleb Williams, who obviously he's got to buy into what Ben Johnson's trying to coach him, and at this point teach him, because he's still relatively early in his career, to get him into better habits, to understanding whether it's the pre-snap, the cadence, getting rid of the ball on time, all of those things.
Don't live in your quarterback's house.
Well, I'm okay with Jody living wherever he needs to live to get to absorb what he needs to absorb.
Did you see he posted on Twitter, I was homeless?
So Caleb Williams, in his post-game press conference, talks about belief in Jody Walker and the fact that he actually didn't have anywhere to stay when he first got on with the team as an undrafted free agent. And so he lived with Caleb Williams for a while. And that was out on the internet. It was on Twitter, right?
Yeah, well, Caleb had the quote after the game, and then somebody posted the quote, and then Johnny retweeted it and said, I was homeless with a bunch of crying gifts.
It was hilarious.
I had a good laugh at that. But he does have that infectious personality, and you hear people talk about him in the locker room when it comes to, dances and celebrations and stuff.
Wasn't
like that.
Wasn't he trying to take credit for the whole Kobe the first down?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Well, first they said it was OZ, and then people said it was John A, and then it became a big discussion between who it was.
Yeah, but just the fact that he's involved makes it great.
Also, this is a wonderful quote. This is from Brad Biggs's 10 Things. This is Cole Kmet, Biggs' friend to us all. The quote is from Cole saying this. It feels like since I've been here for the last 5 years, everything has gone wrong. You're bound to get at least one thing going right. Good to get the onside kick, and then we took advantage of it from there. I would love to see the probability of us winning the game. The probability of the Bears winning the game at one point was such a problem that it was in the favor of the Packers to the tune of 96.9%. The Pack at that point, at their highest level, had a 96.9% chance to win the game.
See, I saw a different number. I saw 99.5% at the time of the onside kick, before the onside kick was recovered.
It depends on, it depends on who your stats are. So I got that one from the
slim
from
margins
the
is what we're saying. Slim. The slimmest of slim margins. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was a roller coaster of win probability graph. But he's right. There are so many times where this hasn't gone in their favor. And we're not talking about this in the same way. It's them not being able to beat a team because they don't have X, Y, or Z. It's talking about the penalty yards, which we haven't even touched on yet because they were massive. Yeah, 105 yards that the Bears gave up via penalty. You know, it's us talking about all these other things and not them winning the game and not them doing the thing that absolutely has to be done, which is simply to get the W.
It's the second. This is according to Jeff Joniak. I was listening to him talk about this. This is the second game since 1960 in which a team won without forcing a punt and having more than 100 yards in penalties. Remember, Green Bay, they turned it over on downs. They turned it over. They took a knee to end the half, but they never punted the football in this game. And yet the Bears, despite racking up over 100 yards in penalties, found a way to win this game. That's happened twice now since 1960.
Yeah, and officially on the books, Caleb Williams was not sacked.
Was he not?
Well, I think there was a penalty on
the one where he was?
Yeah, I believe so. But I can't remember because I blacked out.
Was that the face mask?
Yes, I think that was
okay.
The face mask.
So,
yeah.
So,
and there were so many face masks.
Being
in
at
this
the game, and what you forget about when you don't have audio to go with you is like, wait, that penalty, and you could see what the penalty is, and most of the time you're right. But sometimes you're just like, wait, what's. So when Jordan Love gets hit.
Yeah.
All I see, because that's at the opposite end of the field, because I'm in the south end zone, that's happening towards the north end zone. It's
correct.
Obviously deep in Packers territory. And I'm like, Austin Booker with the sack. Didn't see the flag at first. And I was like, flag? What's the flag for? Was somebody offsides? What's going on? And then, like, you're like, wait, that it could He sacked him. It wasn't a personal foul. But then you see the replay, and you see how he, you know, lowers his head, Jordan Love, and I was like, yeah, they're going to call that every time.
I'm curious to see what the NFL might do on a second look. Like, does that get a fine because it was levied as a personal foul during the game? Then there was the hit Keyshawn Nixon had on DJ Moore
that was
over the middle early, and it was pretty obvious that it was late. Like, pretty obvious when you see how DJ was getting up. That one, I think, deserves another look. But, you know, the issue I have with the Austin Booker hit is that you'd look at it differently if Jordan Love hadn't tucked his head. Because then it would be in the vicinity of shoulders, right? So, like, the intent was there to hit shoulders at least.
So, the end result of that play is Jordan Love leaves the game. So, I was like, okay, for the Bears, that's a fair trade-off. The personal foul, Jordan Love's no longer in this game. I was wrong, by the way, because Malik Willis did a phenomenal job.
He really did. Like, credit to Malik Willis, who is more than just a capable quarterback. And we saw that happen last year, too, if you recall.
And used his legs, too, at will. And the Bears' run defense still needs
work. 198 yards is just...
Oh, I'm sorry. The Bears' defense, period, especially the front four, just needs work, period. They were playing patty cake up front.
Well, and that's the one thing we wanted to see change. You know, the one thing we wanted to see was a more active pass rush and a more active Bears front. Thankfully, Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards were both back in this game. You know, Tremaine Edmonds, especially having been on IR, did not look like it. So there's a lot of angles to digest in this game.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bears 1-for-10 on third down. Handoff goes to Manon. Guy breaks a tackle. First down and more. Busting it up the middle. Cross the 50 to the Green Bay 47. Carrington Valentine finally got him down. Again, the Bears only need a field goal to win. And they've got it at the 46-yard line of Green Bay.
Nothing devastating up front. Just sustained contact leading to that game.
Why wouldn't they hand it to that guy every freaking play? 9 carries, 50 yards, averaging almost 6 yards a carry.
Wow. That's Wayne Larrivee.
on the call for the Packers. How long has he been up there, Lawrence Holmes?
It's been close to 30 years, right? Because Jeff has been on the call for 25. In fact, I ran into him last night over at Fox. I have never seen Jeff Joniak as happy as he was last night. It was great. Like, it was kind of a full circle moment for me because Joniak and Luke Kanellis hired me as an intern at MAQ back in 95.
Love that. So, yeah, you and I, a couple of old heads in this industry. When I was producing for McNeil and Boers and Wayne Larrivee was on the call for Bears games, we used to play angry Wayne Larrivee all the time. He'd be angry at the refs or disdainful at a Bears effort or disdainful at an opponent. You know, we used to play that stuff all the time. So when I hear it now and he's angry because the Bears are beating them
and he sees it.
He sees it. He's always been honest about that stuff, which has been a great part of his career.
And it's been, you know, Wayne is, he is still a beloved figure here. People love Wayne Larrivee, and they should. He's one of the best play-by-play people that's ever done the job.
I think it was Favre. I believe it was Favre against the Bears. Like, Favre back to pass, and why not? Was because the Bears couldn't stop him.
More arrogance Matt Nagy.
And that's when he's a Packer guy. But, like, so it's so funny to hear that. Can we hear this real quick? This is
Sad Wayne Larrivee.
And John Kuhn after the game was John Kuhn is the sideline guy. I hope he enjoyed his pizza and that loss as they discussed it on the Packers Radio Network.
Wayne, speaking from experience, these are the tough ones. These are the ones that are really hard to come back because for a large portion of this football game, the Green Bay Packers held all the momentum, all the control, and they really held the football, right? Offensively in the first half, we said one thing. You got to score points when you get to the red zone. It was a tale last week out in Denver when they weren't successful in the red zone. It was a tale once again here tonight. Too many points left off the board by this Packers offense despite controlling the clock and controlling the football game. The Bears and Caleb Williams just did again to us what they have done to the rest of the league this year with another fourth quarter comeback.
It is the sixth one of the season for Caleb Williams. If anyone doubts if he may be rough around the edges. He's never going to be the most accurate guy in the world. But the guy flat out wins football games. And, you know, did another job on the Packers here.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, Wayne.
You know what Wayne just saw? Let me tell you what he saw. He saw the future, and it scared him a little bit.
Holy gosh.
And that's one of the old ones. That's when he was a Bears guy.
Holy gosh.
He's like, oh, no.
He said, and he did see the future.
He saw it, and he's like, oh, this is going to be bad for us.
That's why it's not a perfect comp, but it feels kind of like when Schwarber hit a home run onto the scoreboard in the 2015 playoffs or the Miguel Montero Grand Slam, you know? Just has that feeling just a bit.
And it doesn't mean that the Bears end up dominating the rivalry. It just means that it's a real rivalry now.
It really is.
That's the part that I think is fun, and it's been interesting seeing some of the people who cover the Packers, like, feeling that. I've never been mentioned by Bart Winkler ever on Twitter. And yesterday, he crawled out of a hole somewhere in Wisconsin because I was laughing because I saw the, call an ambulance, but not for me. Uh-huh. So I posted it. And he's like, 17 hours after the game. I'm like, I was busy doing stuff.
Living a life.
And there's been a bunch of like Packers adjacent media. They're like,
Did you see the video streamer, the tape breakdown guy who destroyed his equipment?
I felt bad for that dude.
I mean,
I don't know if he's doing it for effect or if he was really feeling it way.
I think he was really disappointed.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
No, by Matt LaFleur.
That's what we need to do. We need to intercut him just mentioning Matt LaFleur's name and then just make it sound like that.
Yeah.
And then be truthful that we did that.
So you teased some Caleb stuff. What was the Caleb feeling that you're enjoying?
That you might have been right about something on Friday because we were talking about it in conjunction with Caleb clapping back a little bit and being like, hey, you know, USC Caleb is about to show up. And I'm like, I like Ben Caleb. You know, I like the guy that he is becoming right now with a little dash of that.
That's what it is the combo platter.
And I think that he is in that space right now where he's seeing it a little bit like Neo sees the Matrix. He's seeing it and he can figure it out and he can make these plays where you go, what? Like, how did that even occur in your mind?
And it's funny enough, it's the same thing that Ryan Poles said before his rookie year. When Ryan Poles said, I want him to just take what's there and do the plays, and then when it's necessary, be the special. Like, or become the special. And we did a whole bit about it. We did the special as a segment from the Lego movie and all of that. But you just do it when you need to. And Ben wants the same thing. Ben has laid it out for you. Wants him to be that guy in structure. And then when he gets outside the pocket, like, he had moments. Caleb scrambling to his left and hitting Zacchaeus on the first drive with that in-between game, showing you some of that where he doesn't have to get all the way to the sidelines. Like, he's showing you stuff and beating the blitz for the Walker touchdown, beating the cover zero blitz for the Walker touchdown to essentially tie the game. But then when it's time to be the special, just trust yourself and be who you are, man. If you got some arrogant swagger to you, which I think you do, then just go ahead and own that.
So what you're saying, if they could just take it and shove it up you know where.
So you're saying be you? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially,
he was on the cart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.